Blog Talk Radio.
Yes. Okay. Are you prepared, man? That's what's up. Because we gonna win. We are going to win. And in order for you to receive all the accolades that you deserve, you're gonna have to be prepared. Now, are you ready? Let me put this shit down. All right. I mean, I smoke a lot of weed, but this shit don't even get me high. Sidewalk University has a complete environment. This environment is for those of you who partake in the course. Now, one thing that I do need, I need this to help me, to help assist me when I make these videos. And you know, I do them quite regularly. Sometimes I don't do them for 3 or 4 days. Sometimes I do them every day. I mean, sometimes I do them twice a day. So, I mean, there's no schedule. What is up, caller? Looks like you must be from out of the country, because I don't recognize that number. What's up, man?
Who's this?
What's up, bro? This is Rosebud. You got something to say? You want to talk or what? You got a question?
Who's this, man? Why are you calling my number?
Hey, man.
Hello.
Just hang up and forget it, because I didn't call you. You called me. But it's okay. Okay, so what I'm talking about is just important to see. Actually, do you know what's important to see? Let's see. I have a million nuggets I drop yearly. And you have a million nuggets that you can hear yearly. And the thing about Sidewalk University, once you fuck with it, see, those million nuggets you're going to hear. You're going to actually be able to understand how come they're nuggets. Because 100 motherfuckers could be listening to the same nugget I'm dropping that you listening to. And 98 of them motherfuckers won't have a clue to what the fuck I'm talking about. But they will identify with how I sound talking about it. So they're going to say, man, that motherfucker's funny as a motherfucker, man. That shit, that nigga be talking shit. And then the other two motherfuckers are going to hear something that makes them wonder. And that's 100. So that's 100 out of 100 that didn't get it. The only one that's going to get it is you, because you took the time to learn how to recognize nuggets and how to interpret what they mean used in a conversation for everybody to hear, but only certain people to get. Man, you guys don't know nothing about this goddamn shit. That's how you get game. You don't get game by asking some fucking questions. You get game by being in the environment and listening to motherfuckers that have game kick it, and you take some shit from what they saying because you heard it, and then you start trying to understand it. And once you understand it, then you present the proposition or whatever curiosities you have, you bring them. Because you got something to stand on, and you don't want to do that. You want to make sure that you know everything before you get out there. Motherfucker, that's why you don't know shit. Because the first thing to know is you got to get out there to know. So, okay, you know, fuck it. What I'm saying is think about what I have, these nuggets that I drop. Not only me, you have them. Another thing I have is actually a place for you to come learn. Sidewalk University. That's where you can truly learn the secrets that the course has. I mean, you can buy it and learn whatever you learned and improve to whatever extent you improve, but you're going to improve 100 times more if you fucking Sidewalk University. Most people who bought my course swears by it. They fucking swears by it. I told you, this nigga Rashetti, the motherfucking just, I mean, I was amazed. I didn't think, I didn't doubt it, but I never thought of some motherfucking, using reference to my school to get a job at a legitimately fucking recognized university. The motherfucker is sending me. That's why I love motherfuckers that graduated from Sidewalk University, because they love me. He's sending me all the... He's not sending me. He's directing all the niggas toward me. Because what I did for him was show him, man, you might be a big old nigga, whatever you might be, thinking you like this sports or whatever, but you got way more game than an athlete. I showed him that. And he was some of but once he started fucking the Sidewalk University and he saw how strong his shit was. You see what I just told you that motherfucker doing? 951.
Hey, what's going on with
you, Dad? Hey, 951. Hey, all that shit I'm hearing in the background, please, mute it.
No, I got you. Hold on 1 second, brother. Yeah, I'm sitting here watching the show, man. But no, I had a question for you.
What's up?
Can you hear me?
Yeah,
so, yes.
What's
I'm
up,
dealing
bro?
With this, yeah, I'm dealing with this older chick now. I'm 28. She probably she got to be at least over 40, whatever. But I'm trying to figure out a way to, benefit from the situation to where, she can bless me for what I'm doing. You know what I mean? Because she coming over for sex and whatnot, but I'm trying to get, have her put some in my pocket for what I'm doing.
Oh, so what I'm saying is this. You don't have nothing for the bitch to do. What can she do to help you? Wait, man, I'm not saying can she give you some money and would that money help you? I'm saying if you a motherfucker that's in a situation where you can charge a motherfucker and you ain't got no way to charge him and you can't think of a way to charge him, shit, that's on you, man. Because let me tell you something, I'll be the face of a magazine. I'm talking about I'll be the mate, got pictures and put some articles together and tell this bitch, look, bitch, just right when we getting ready to fuck, I'm going to tell this bitch, shh, I've been motherfucking really busy, woo-woo-woo-woo-woo, I'm going to explain all this shit. Now, I'm thinking of this magazine, Urbanomics. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be about the urban motherfuckers. It's going to be about all the talent that's missed in the ghettos and shit. Blah, blah. I'm going to say all whatever I say to build it up. And then I'm going to say, shit, but that shit really hit a brick wall. And the bitch going to say, well, what's that? And I'm going to say, ah, fuck it, and I'm going to get the fucking with her. And then when it get time for me to fuck her, I'm not going to be able to fuck. Oh, shit. This shit is really fucking. Look, baby, look, you got to go. And I'll, call you when I get this shit done, because I'm getting this motherfucker off the ground. Man,
yeah.
That bitch got some money. She go, look, what does it take? What do you need? Nah, baby, I don't want nobody to give me shit. If I had investors, I wouldn't need no motherfucker to give me. Well, I want to invest. bitches want to help. Bitches don't want to be used. You motherfuckers let a bitch be, all you thinking about is using them. Because you don't bring nothing for them to assist you in.
Right.
Now, do you understand that?
Yes, I do.
Well, what did I tell you then, bro?
I got to, she got to have something for me to, for her to do. You know what I mean? She got to, I got to have, I've got to put her in position to, you know, pretty much make a play. I got to have something for her to do when she here. She got to see that I'm on something that she can be a part of and want to help with.
Hey, there you go, bro. And what I'm saying is you slowly but surely putting that sheet in. I fuck her. It's not about her. It's about you. It's about you having your shit together. You know, that's what we're talking about, being prepared.
Yeah.
You can't charge no bitch if you don't have nothing for her to invest in.
Right.
I'm saying if she's just a bitch that want to give you $100,000, she'll come give it to you. But if she's a bitch that you got to show her some that's worth investing $100,000, soon as she see it, she going to make sure she the one to give it to you.
Right.
Bitches want to give it to you. You motherfuckers just think that you just got to hold your hand out to get it. No, motherfucker, you got to show that bitch what she's paying for. You follow me? That's my advice.
Hey, I appreciate that, man.
Hey, that's what's up, brother. For sure.
All right, I'm going to continue to watch the show. See you.
You know it. Hey, check game, you guys, man. The videos... people always say the videos that I do are so much more than entertainment. And I keep telling motherfuckers, man, I don't entertain. I ain't no fucking entertainer. And it never fails for me to get complimented on how entertaining my motherfucking videos are and how much... It also never fails that graduates that be listening to these entertaining videos are getting so much more information. Because if I make 500 videos a year and one of the subjects I talk about is what to do with women. And at Sidewalk University, I have a subject about what to do with women. Now, that subject matter is going to be broken down in details. Whereas just talking about that subject on my shows, I'm just going to mention it. But what I'm saying is not... I'm talking specifically about this on this show, but during the course of me talking, some shit you was wondering comes up, and you hear the answer. You see the sense. I mean, I'm not talking about one thing when I do these videos. I am talking about one thing, game, real game, real game, not the bullshit these motherfuckers be trying to pass off as game. If you want a pancake, you go into the pancake house. Now, I'm just saying, you got to understand that what we're doing, me and you, is we're establishing a communication that it's not secret, but it is. Because only the motherfuckers that's been laced can get it. They get the information. Man, I am so sick of your fucking foreign ass coming up here running. What the fuck do you want, man? 447, wherever the fuck you're calling from, what do you want?
Yo, hello. Yeah, let me get a large pizza.
Okay, wait. Hey, give me your address, motherfucker, and I'll put some comm on it so you can suck it, because I know that's all you want. Why the fuck are you keep fucking with my goddamn show and you don't really want nothing?
Is there no Pizza Hut?
What?
I'm calling Pizza Hut, man. Who's this?
Dude, what I'm saying is, there's a way that I can block you from even showing up as a caller. But I'm trying to let you have some nuts and be a man and quit fucking with me because some kind of way you own the wrong show. You don't belong on this show, bro.
I know.
No one's ordering pizza here.
There's no pizza out there.
Up in the block, your bitch ass, man. You a punk. Whatever country you from sucks because it got bitch ass motherfuckers like you calling in trying to act like he a pizza motherfucker. Bitch motherfucker. I mean, you know, I talk shit, man, but I didn't have to fill in love with that shit. But I did. I train my students to understand my show isn't entertainment. My videos are not entertainment. And then I tell them it is that for 95% of the people that listen to my shit. It is very entertaining. That's cool if, you know, I wanted to be an entertainer. I don't want to be no fucking entertainer. I want to be a beacon of light, a beacon of information, a beacon of direction for you motherfuckers that's lost. I want to be known as the man who insisted on you doing 100% of living your life on your terms. Yes. Now, the third thing that I have is when they tell me how sharp they are, I quiz them, and a lot of times I quiz them about catching women. Not one of them understand what catching women is about until they come to Sidewalk University and get laced about how you catch on really catching a woman. Because you have to understand, fellas, I was a pimp, and I stayed deep with bitches. I ain't made no fucking deals. Bitch, you gonna fuck with me or not? And if you don't, bye. If you don't think you want to, bye. If you got to think about it, bye. I ain't tripping. Too many bitches out there. You know, the nigga wasting time thinking about this bitch need to think about it. Bitch, think about it and catch up with me later. Because I'm gone. Yeah, because I'm got the next bitch. But what I'm saying, haven't you heard your friends, oh, man, I got lucky last night. Sidewalk University students never say shit like that. They, like me, have learned the true secret to catching motherfucking women. I'm sorry, you guys. You gotta get with me. ASAP. Because all I'm doing is telling you about shit, man. I ain't telling you what to do. I'm sure, you know, you want to get an update on baby I've been telling you about. And I can't claim to win them all. Baby told me she could see that I was a controlling person. She said she likes that in a man. Then that bitch said she also sees if it ain't my way, it's the highway. Now, I'm listening while she's saying all this shit. So now I didn't talk, you know, you can't listen to a bitch because she's just going to try to guide you. So I let her get that little shit out. Then I told that bitch that I was very impressed with her insight to me. And she was right. You know, baby, you writing everything you saying. And then I asked the bitch in the most romantic voice that I could muster, baby, What's the downside to what you observe? I mean, you could have asked me about my role. You could ask me about my cooking and, you know, my plants. This didn't know where I was coming from. And I ain't gonna let you know where I was coming from until you get in the Sidewalk University, because I caught that bitch. I have told you many times that silence is golden. And if you really let the bitch talk and you respond to what she's saying, you gonna shut that bitch up, because she lying. Now, silence is only golden when it's prompted by you shedding that bitch up with something you said. And it's priceless when you see those skills to shed a woman up. It's just priceless to see you got it. I think I'll be hearing from the bitch again. No matter what she think. You know, you see, you can't kind of like me, because that's what the bitch said. You know, I kind of like you. That's what brought it all on. If you're a female and you notice the things about me that I wanted you to notice, shit, it's a wrap. I'll wait a month or two, then I'll call that bitch if she hadn't called me. No, so long, we're just thinking, listen, baby, what the fuck you been doing? We'll see then where she, you know, really is about Bud. I got time. I got time because I ain't fucking with no one bitch. I got time for you to take as much time as you need to see if you like me. But about me wasting 15 minutes or more, shit. You must notice that I don't, you know, have people on my videos. I don't have no guest posts or none of that, because I don't need no goddamn backup. Most dudes who invited me to be on their show or had me doing shows or whatever, it was because they need my point of view. Because my point of view is not regular. It's not ordinary. And even if they heard my point of view, excuse me, even if they heard my point of view, and they said it on their show, they couldn't talk about it because it's too deep. That's why they need me. They need me to bust on their show so they can look like they doing something. Excuse me, I'm hiccuping too much. Hold on. All right, that's where I win. They think they can keep sneaking, you know, having me on their shows or whatever, and stealing little bits and pieces of game because they think this is, you know, whatever new. But what they don't know is that they only heard what they heard. And whatever they got is what they got. But that is nowhere near all it is. That's what they don't know. That's why it is senseless to ask questions. Because even if you get the best answer, it's just going to bring another question. Shit goes on and on and on and on. It's not finite, it's infinite. Or infinite. It no longer, actually it's taken a little longer than usual. 224, I just seen you pop up, bro. What's up?
Hey, bud, I just wanted to tell you, man, you give away too much free game, man. You teaching these people something. Man, every time I listen to you, I walk away like with a new pep in my step, and you gotta understand.
Yeah, but check in, bro. Check in and listen to me, man. You ain't listening to the show. Because I'm telling you, this shit going over 1,000 motherfuckers' head. You might be the motherfucker that is not. You might be the motherfucker that is supposed to hear this shit. I don't know. But every other motherfucker
hearing
it.
Hey, I'm Django. I'm 1 in 10,000, Mr. Rosebud. I am 1 in 10,000.
Well, then you can't
that.
Listen. If that's the case, you can't say I'm giving away too much free game. I'm giving away game to the motherfuckers that's getting it, and it ain't free.
Yes, I hear you. I hear you. I'm you know, I was just trying to give you props. That's all there was.
I know
you
know. Was, bro. I'm giving you props. I'm letting you know the proper way to get props.
I hear you. Hey, lesson learned. Lesson learned.
Hey, you know it, brother. Thanks. Hey, see, so you guys got to understand. My shit is so real, it scares them motherfuckers that be fucking with me. And they just can't fathom someone thinking on their feet the things that I think. So, well, listen, I'm seeing a new wave of dudes who, you know, I see a new wave every 3 months. So, October is coming. That semester is just a new wave of motherfuckers, no matter how long it takes you to realize, I'm telling you, no matter how long it takes you to see the writings on the wall, at one point, you coming to see me. I know you are. If not, it is what it is. Now, with that said, those of you who buy parts of my course, you can choose a tool, any tool, and get at me. What I'm saying is, just for buying a part, I'ma bless you with a two. Not a gang of parts. One part. I don't care. Because I'm such a fortunate and blessed man that I just like to give shit away. I speak to criminals, and I'm respected in their circles. I speak to professionals. I have their respect because of my savvy. But you know who else I have direct access to? The ministry. I have two personal friends whom I've mentioned in earlier posts. One, Reverend Bill Randolph. I guess I could call him Billy. That's what we called him. But it might be Reverend Bill Randolph. And Reverend Waverly Allen. Both of them brothers are ministers that I have direct access to. And because of the time and the amount of effort we put into growing up together, we know each other. I speak to these dudes often. I have a sister and a brother-in-law who are ministers, and I speak with them quite often. So I have a new term that I want to introduce to you, and it's about the haters. And why I'm really making this big of a deal to introduce this is because my minister friend, Billy Randolph, said this to me. He said, man, haters are going to do what they're supposed to do, and that's hate. Man, I'm thinking, really, I guess it really makes sense. So what he was saying, whenever I get a hater, I should never get pushed out of shape. And I got to thinking, he's talking to me, and I'm thinking, man, ain't that a bitch? But as he spoke, what he said next just cleared the path, and I totally understood where he was and is coming from. My lifelong friend, who I have known my entire life, even though we didn't know each other before kindergarten, I have known him since then, Pastor Bill Randolph told me, haters are your elevators to where you're trying to go. The minister said that to me. These haters, the more you see them and the more you use them, step on their back, on their head, or whatever to get where you're going, they're just stepping stones. That's why I don't determine where I get information from. I'm just seeking. And are you going to tell me that I'm not blessed, possibly by God himself, to have people like that in my life? Being the person coming from where I'm coming from. I may have stepped over the line with that last statement, God himself, so I apologize for my nerve. But what I'm saying is I have inputs from all sides of life. I mean, I don't just have one version. And I listen to them with serious belief in the direction that I go in from their input. In 1970, that was a hell of a year. That was the year I graduated from high school with a myriad of different successful people. My childhood girls that I chased are still living. And successful, Michelle Barksdale, Sandra Glasser, Elaine Claiborne, Diane Williams, Diane Blackman, my brothers, Billy Randolph, Michael Virgil, Stanley Jones, Waverly Allen, Marvin Achutes, you know, Greg Billingsley, Raymond Zoller, and hella dudes. This, well, Greg Billingsley, he passed. But everybody else is still here. And hella dudes. They just still here that I didn't even mention. 1970 for me was a character building year. And, well, for me and a lot of people. And it forced those people who, you know, stayed in contact through all the chaos of life and were still sane. I just say that. That is something to celebrate. I think it's something to celebrate. You have, I mean, I can't use numbers, but I'm going to say I have the majority of my fucking friends from my first grade year. And to have that, this is just a blessing. Salute to the 1970 grad. From Vallejo Senior High School. You might want to make that investment that you keep running from. It's all up to you and what you want from you being here on this planet. You know, everything will cater to you and what you think, unless you're catering to cupcaking. And silly-ass women. Male confidence. What do you guys know? Male confidence is the shit. Man, this shit is rough. And I'm going to stay down. But male confidence is the shit that the world is built on. It is. You know, the motherfuckers got confidence to say you want to build an airplane that ain't never flew. You gonna motherfucker wanna build a car that go 300 miles an hour and ain't flying? All that goddamn shit gonna happen, but it ain't gonna happen if the motherfucker ain't confident he can do it. The 9 out of 10 of them goddamn inventions. Well, I guess I really can't say that. I was gonna say invented by men, but I don't know that, so I ain't gonna make that claim. But I will tell you this, I've been getting slammed up here in Las Vegas. Everything is going topsy-turvy, but I can only win or lose. and I ain't accepting any losses. So I have to do what I implore you to do, and that's keep on pushing until shit turns around. And this is a phase. I'm sure I did not expect it, but I'm sure it's just a phase. But more than prepared for, more than being prepared for it, I welcome it. Still, the sting of, you know, not getting what I want, not getting what I'm trying to get, you know, that shit hurts. It hurts me still, but I'm a fucking Trojan, and I'm forging ahead as if nothing has happened. I'm forging ahead. I'm in a new frame of mind. I'm in a new territory, you know, but I've actually been here before. In just several instances, I've been here. I was without a hope for 41 days of my tenure. After I got on, I never was without a hole except for them 41 days. And when I came up, I was never holeless again. Because what I'm saying is, I thought that was really the worst time in my life. Nigga ain't got no beer. But that passed, and I realized that this too shall pass. Because I'm going to stay down. I ain't at the end of my rope or none of that, so I'm not confessing to Jesus. I'm going to kill myself. You got to just get up in the morning and go get to it, period. You got to call in. You got to fucking 414, I just see you come up there, bro. What's up?
For your book, bro. Something bothered me about it. I need your answer on it, bro.
What's up?
After all these years, my God, you know, you went to D.C. with Shante, bro, and the cops pulled you over. You ain't ever figured out how they knew your name and all that about you.
What?
I said after all these years, bro, you remember when you was in D.C. with Shante, y'all went to D.C. and the two cops pulled y'all over. They knew your name, knew how many hoes you had, all that. After all
right.
this time, you ain't ever figured out how they figured that out?
Yeah, I know how they knew that. I knew how they knew that when I told you that story. They knew that because they quiz niggas. Check this out. Soon as they seen this Rolls Royce and this nigga in it, the nigga that they know that they pull over right now, they say, who's that nigga I've been seeing in town? And the new Royce, they say, oh, you mean the nigga from Cali? Yeah, and the police say, yeah, who's that motherfucker? And the motherfucker said, oh, that's Rollins, bud. Well, and they say, well, what the fuck he doing? And it's, oh, that nigga a pimp, man. You ain't got to worry about that nigga. That nigga a pimp, nigga.
Right.
How many hoes you
right.
got? They give him everything. They ain't giving me up. They tell him, let them
right.
motherfuckers know that they ain't got to fuck with me. But they gon' fuck
for
with
sure.
me to let me know they watching me. So, you know, that's how that go. You know what I mean?
Yeah, for sure. I'm glad that was your answer, bro. I was scared as hell.
No, that's the way that goes, bro. See, when you real, there's just no hiding from reality. You know, I could keep my shit secret like these dudes think they doing today, but what good would that do? Because what I think and the way I think works. Because if you understand the streets and game, the police really respect the motherfucker that do their crime, and that's all they do. I mean, the police want to catch you, but you an artist to the police. And he really thinks, so this motherfucker see you driving down the street, know you got hoes like a motherfucker, Rolls Royce and jewels and shit on, and that motherfucker got a ride by you. He know all this shit. Now,
all right.
On the street, on the corner in the hood, he know this, that, and the other about some nigga standing there ain't doing shit. He gonna rush that nigga, man, and fuck with him. Because they don't respect him. He out there gangbanging, whatever the fuck, motherfucker, fuck you, blah, blah, blah. And at the same time, that same police will look at me, see I'm a nigga, but they respecting what I'm doing. Man, that motherfucker's a pimp, man. And unless we fucking get some bitch to tell on him, we ain't gonna get shit to waste our time. They start thinking like that. That's
right.
Why you gotta be straight laced, bro.
For sure. Hey, it's an old saying, but it goes, when you young listening to an old person, you sit down and shut the fuck up. So don't think that when I'm ask you this next question that I'm contesting what you're saying. I'm just poking holes in your shit to, you know, make it perfect. But
come on, man.
Next
time don't clean that shit up. Just ask it. But just say it.
All right. You remember the time that you said that for every track in the United States is two assholes like Wally and Joe or whatever the folks' name was. You don't think that maybe, like, what if you was to run into those two cops that hated you and everything? Don't you think it'll be better to be secretive in that aspect just in case you run into those type of cops?
No, because you being secretive is going to piss them off because they know you lying.
Right.
You get those cops, you don't really talk to them. You know it's those cops. So I remember, man, I was in Oakland. And I had bought this yellow knit suit. It was bad as fuck, a two-piece. So the police pulled a nigga over. And, you know, they said, you just think, you know, talking shit about me, pimping, blah, 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 these two crazy motherfuckers. And then they say, hold on, I got something for you. And then they walk to the one of them standing there looking at me, and the other one walk to the car and get these black fucking gloves. And he's putting these gloves on as he's walking towards me. And I'm saying, oh, man, I'm going to get fucked up. And the motherfucker said, turn around. I turned around. He said, put your hands on the car. I put my hands on the car, and the motherfucker started frisking me. And when he finished, he just was start being a cop, just talking to me. And then I didn't know what he had did. Can you guess what he had did?
He pissed something on you.
Man, those gloves had some oil or some dirty shit on it or whatever. And my yellow knit suit had all that shit on wherever he frisked me. Hey, I didn't see that shit until I got back in my car and sat there and saw my legs. But when he frisked me, I was just, and he didn't beat my ass. I was just happy the motherfucker didn't fuck me up, so I'm still looking at him, and he going on his business, about his business. I said, damn, I was lucky. I get in the car, man, and look down. My shit fucked up. Then I look at everything. Everywhere he had touched me had some black shit over it. So those gloves were special gloves that he wore for niggas like me.
Right. You made me want to go to court behind that shit, bro. It was one time I was younger. I used to sell weed in high school.
You ain't gonna do nothing but go. You ain't gonna win. Bro, you leave that shit alone. Yes, he's fucked up. Yes, he's an asshole. Yeah, you can go to court. But then what they gonna tell you in court? Fuck you. Motherfuckers do what he wanna do, man. He the police. That's what they
gonna tell reason you. I'm saying that. It's because you got people in your comment section that agree to shit like this. I was young, and I used to sell weed when I was young. And a cop pulled me over. I was selling weed because my dumb ass was so green. I'm standing on the corner with all black hoodie, just standing there. So the cop said, what you doing? And everything. And I'm just like, oh, no, I ain't doing nothing, man. He pulled me over and everything. He frisked me, took my weed, stoned it right. But he went to his car, and he said, I'm going to do something. So I'm going to put you on my naughty list or some shit, he said, like that. And he let me go. And I'm 25 now. I was like 16 back then. And to this day, I don't know whatever folks did. So you got people in your comment section that might say something like, the police did that same shit to me. That's the only reason I felt the need to say this, bro.
Yeah, but what you're saying, the police did to me.
Right.
When I was,
But they only pissed.
Wait. I'm talking about in the 70s when I was a teenager. The motherfucking police. That them. I remember me and my boys. We used to be in the car smoking weed. We was in the parking lot at lunchtime, and I remember this cop. His name was Sullivan, and he was a cool cop, but he was a cop. And that motherfucker pulled up on us, and he made, you know, we've been in my car raising one of them. He said, "Well, since I'm in my car, I can't be sure that I'm smelling weed. And if when I make this U-turn, I don't see nobody in that car looking like they smoking weed, I guess I'm just going to have a day that I'm checking on the high school." Man, we hurried up and got out that motherfucking car, man. Because the police, I'm telling you, man, they're not cool. Don't get me wrong. But police got another side. Them motherfuckers, when you be straight up with them, and you like in their face, them motherfuckers will talk to you. When you sneaky and they gotta try to finagle their way in. Now, of course, when they talking to me and they saying, "Well, who is that dude right there, man? What is he selling? That's Phillip. He's selling heroin." Nigga ain't gonna do no shit like that. But as far as saying, "Man, that's Rosebud. Man, that's a pimp nigga. That, you ain't gonna get nothing on." They gonna do some shit like that. I know that for a fact. So what I'm saying is, the people on the street know that the police got two sides. Well, most police. Some of them is just a straight asshole. Period.
For sure. But that was back in the 70s and that thing. The perception on pimping the home was way different than the way it is now. So you think that the thing that happened to you back then that happened today to one of these pimps today?
It won't happen today because these pimps don't know how to, you know, have respect for the police. They thank the police.
No, I'm talking about if they have respect for the police, but I'm saying police, they call it human sex trafficking.
I know what you asking me. You asking me if they pulled me over and I be straight up, would they like be like they was back then? I'm saying fuck yeah.
Okay.
Everybody perceived like you know, act like a nigga don't understand you. So you got to restate it. Motherfucker, I knew what you was talking about the first time you said, fuck yeah. You tell the motherfucker the truth, look, man, give me the motherfucking ticket to hurry up so I can pay it or whatever and go on, man. They're going to say you shit-talking black motherfucker, and they're going to walk back to the car, and they're going to be writing a ticket. They're saying, this bastard, I got to give him the... And they're going to give me the ticket, and when I take off, they're going to smile. They like,
right.
I mean, they don't like what I'm doing, but they like that I'm doing it in their face. They ain't got to get shit. And what I'm saying is today, you talking that human trafficking bullshit, motherfuckers was getting charged with pimping back in my day. The same shit right now is human trafficking. Two totally different crimes. The reason they got combined is because the law have a much easier time proving human traffickers once they catch them. They would catch pimps, and since the hoes ain't telling, they got to let the motherfucking pimp go. They hated that goddamn shit. So now that it's human trafficking, it's a whole nother thing. Because what pimp you know got busted recently for pimping? None.
Right.
It's all human trafficking. Hey, human traffickers put 10, 15, 20 bitches in a room or in a truck or wherever, chain them to the wall, put them on heroin, send them here and there, blah, blah, blah. That ain't what pimps do.
Right.
You know there is a such thing as human trafficking. But anytime you imagine it, you imagine some horrible situation for the whoever being trafficked, right or wrong?
Right, yep, 100%.
Now, when you think of pimping, there is a such thing as it being horrible because of some horrible niggas. But mostly you think about the limelight. You think about the luxuries. You think about the cars, the furs, the jewels. Because pimps don't do that shit.
Right.
That's why, you know, what you're saying, you may have good intentions, but all your facts is real fucked up.
Right.
Because you using words that you don't even know what they mean. You think you know what they mean. Do you know what human trafficking means?
Yeah, you just explained it, yep.
No, do you know what it means?
It means to take a human across state lines.
No, that's pimping, taking a bitch across state lines. Human trafficking means that you don't give a fuck about who you're trafficking. You're going to, if that's the case, put 20 of them in a room, and you're going to give them food for 10, and you're going to let them motherfuckers goddamn fight it out to eat, if that's the case. And if they all live long enough to get where you're going, you're going to put them in a sexual type situation to where they could be selling pussy, but they ain't. They just getting fucked by whoever paid for them.
Right.
Totally different, bro. Ain't it?
Yep.
All right, hold on. 100%. 347, what's up?
Well, how you doing?
I'm good, man. What's happening?
Yeah, I just wanted to ask, I saw like a couple episodes ago, like three episodes ago, you mentioned a new course that you made, like regarding really getting into a chick's mind. I just wanted to know how I could get it, because I went to your website and I couldn't find that one.
Hey, bro. I made that tool, I think a year ago. And I was talking about it as I heard that mistake. That was a mistake on my behalf, because I was talking about it as if I had just made it. But I was really just talking about what I had made. My point is, if you want that tool, getting in the bitch mind or whatever it is, just pay for it, put that in the notes, and I'll send you the right tool.
Okay.
None of those tools are new that I was talking about. They're not new, something I just made, and I'll have to put it up on my site. They're already on my site is what I'm saying.
Okay. So I can hit you up, like, and you can hit me with that on the...
Hey, you hit me up, and then comment, just say what you want, and I'll hook you up.
Okay, I got you. Appreciate you, brother.
You know it. Hey, 414, you still there? You got anything else?
No, I don't got nothing else right now. I'll be calling back, bro. Hey, Montana.
Hey, bro, look, I might have been, hollering and shit, but I'm just passionate, man. I love the fact that you stood up for what the fuck you was talking about, bro.
For sure, bro.
Be cool. All right, you guys. So, some people might think that I be bragging, which in many ways I do. But if you look deeper, because that's just a characteristic, bragging. If you look deeper below that characteristic, you'll see a man that believes in what he preaches. I believe in what I say. I know what I talk about ain't what, you know, people think of as normal. Because it's not. It's not normal to want to live on the street. It's not normal for a person like me to not believe in keeping tenets, rules, especially if it's a societal secret. That's what the newcomers must learn to enter. The society that I belong to, it's secret. And unless you get the information that gets you in, the people that talk about it are simply lying. You are not going to get some game because some motherfucker start explaining it to you what they think game is. You ain't gonna get it like that. she if you know, the new people to this learn that they really want to be a part of the big picture. What the gurus, fucking fake black ass motherfuckers, what they be doing is telling you how to separate. Because in order to be whatever the fuck they tell me I be, you gotta get away. Man. What I'm saying is the big picture will not exist. It's not gonna be there for us if the true ways of the life that we're seeking are not adhered to. They're just dismantled, like a motherfucker told me, I don't care. Motherfucker told me, let me calm down. Fuck it. Most of the reasons I talk so much shit and I used to post so much about what I was doing was to let you know nothing can stop me from doing something I fucking want to do. Right now, a lot of me want to clarify how come these punks can't tell you about game. If you're not educated in a particular area, you shouldn't talk about it. I showed you it's never too late to get educated because I just got my degrees some years ago, but I was an old man when I got them. Actually, I was over 56 years old. If you want to be at the top of your class, if you want to be at the top of your game, I'm going to show you that you have to work for it. And you can motherfucking do it if you do. If you don't work for it, you simply just want it. And everybody wants shit. I wanted that 4.0. But more than that, I went out to get it. That's the big difference. You can't just want it. You gotta go get it. I'm showing you that you can carve your own way in the business world. I'm doing that with my shows, my videos. I mean, I'm not so successful, I'm rich. But I'm saying, I don't do shit nobody's way but mine. And if you want to have your woman or your women creaming on you at all times, I'm showing you that that's an ongoing process. It's not you do something slick today and it's so slick it's going to be cool for the next 40 years. Shit. You're going to have to continue to earn whatever you get from them women. And I learned that difference. It's going to pay you like a motherfucker for a week. But if she sees some difference in that week, your ass liable to get left. So if you can show that this consistency for 20 years, 25 years, you're going to be getting paid like that. But then what you learn when you start doing that is, oh, God damn, I got to have this 25-year-old holding ass motherfucking kids. Now you didn't cut some young bitches, too. And this old bitch can't really keep up. Man, this is all can of work. But you, it don't matter. It don't matter. You're going to be down. So what I'm saying is I'm not expecting no one to give me nothing in this life. I just don't. But I am expecting so much from this life. I'm telling you. I'm expecting so much that when I'm successful at a particular point in what I'm doing, I shout it out. Shit. I don't be bragging. I be elated. Because I do shit on my own. I can't help myself when I succeed. I've learned nothing comes easy except a case of the blues. And I ain't trying to have the blues. You can cry about shit or you can do something about shit. I prefer the latter. I'd rather do something about some shit. I'm in a philosophical mood, and this is just a thought. But, okay, 419, I saw you just pop up, man. What's going on, brother?
Hello.
What's happening, man?
Yo, Rosebud, what's going on?
I'm good. What's up? What's your question?
I got a question, man, about a female. I want to know, what do you do with these type of females these days that try to wear their pants in a relationship?
Hey, first, I let the bitch know that I recognize she's trying to wear the pants. Then I walk up to her. And then it can be a mock situation, but you act like you unbuckling the motherfucking belt and you just snatch the pants off her motherfucking ass and tell that bitch that she might have on a dress or a skirt, so you just making the motion of snatching the pants, but you letting her know, bitch, take them goddamn pants off. I'll wear the motherfuckers in this relationship. Turn around and leave and don't change that position.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Hey, bro.
Okay.
Wait. You talking? I know that's way too strong for that bullshit you be wanting to do. But that's how you gonna change that shit. That weak shit you thinking and doing ain't gonna do nothing but prolong it. You have to
right.
You gotta disrupt it and then take over. And if you don't disrupt and disrupt it, you just pacifying the bitch, and she might quiet down for a minute, but she still don't think she's driving the car. I'm letting that bitch know you a passenger, bitch. Get your ass over there and sit down. Let me drive. I'm taking the pants off your head. And if I got to take your shoes and socks, all that off too, I'll do that. Do I? The bitch is going to say no. Well, all right, then, bitch. I'm just being real. I know how they do because I did it to hoes. See, the thing about me and the thing that y'all don't understand is nothing y'all think of is new. Nothing you can say hasn't happened to my black ass. Period. Nothing you could ever think of would have been. And it sounds like, oh, man, that bold-talking motherfucker. But all you got to do is mention some shit, and I'll tell you when it happened to me.
Right. So do it come a time where you could just should just call it quits and just lead a bitch?
Hell yeah. As soon as you think that bitch is too many problems, she ain't worth her mother, she ain't worth it, then fuck her. Man, hey, listen, bro. I've been married 4 times. The first 3 times didn't add up to a year. And the fourth time was like 17 years. But what I'm saying is bitches change when they, you know, get married to you, when they, whatever, you made them an honest woman or whatever they want to call it. They change.
Mm-hmm.
And soon as I see the change, I'm going to recognize I see it and I ain't leaving right there, but I'm going to know that they change it. And if they don't straighten up, I'm leaving. I'm telling you, they be a certain way when you meet them. And then the next thing you know, they got a drinking problem. Listen, man, the first bitch I had a drinking problem. The second bitch I had a fucking voodoo problem. She was a voodoo trip type bitch. And the third bitch was just a fucking liar. Now, what I'm saying is, this is 3 different kind of bitches. I mean, ain't nothing the same in either one of that shit. Let me tell you something, what's the same is they fucking with me. And when I see some shit, I'm leaving because I chose the bitch that I met. I ain't chose this motherfucker you turned into, and you ain't finna make me be here because you didn't change. That's just me, bro.
Okay. I appreciate that, man. Big fan of the show, man.
All right, hold on, though. 404, what's up?
Yo, bud, what's going on with you, bro?
Nothing, man. What's happening with you?
Chilling. Hey, you was talking about men self-confidence early when you said you went about 40 days without a female for the first time in a while. Well, I'm going through a separation with the wife and whatever. And this is what I asked for, you know, wasn't happy, so this is what I asked for. But it came a time where, you know, you kind of start to doubt yourself, but then you got to remember back, like, you was cold before you met her. You're still cold now. So I want to know, when you had them little 40 days or whatever without the female, did you remember back when you just had plenty of them hanging around, or did you think about reevaluating yourself, or what did you do?
Hey, bro, listen. You guys got to understand. This is why none of you have game. This is why the motherfuckers that be, you know, trying to explain what game is lying. Because you can't really explain none of the shit you ask them. What I'm saying is, when I went 41 days without a bitch, that first day that I didn't have her never changed to the 41st day. Otherwise, the first day I don't have her, goddamn, I ain't got no bitch. I'm going out and go get me a bitch. But it took 41 days for me to get a bitch. It didn't take 41 days for me to believe I could get a bitch. It didn't take 41 days for me to believe I was qualified to have a bitch. It took 41 days for me to go through what it would take from me to get a bitch at this point, which is what y'all can't do. Y'all can't be real in real time. You got to have some sort of indication that what you're thinking is right. You got to have somebody coastline what you thinking, because you ain't going to just jump off the bridge like a nigga like me would. I can't swim, what the fuck? This boat is coming, and I'm on the bridge, and it's quite possible I could jump right on this motherfucker and land in the mast and a safe land in this shit. But if I stay on this bridge, the bridge going to collapse. I'm going to end up being in the motherfucking water and drown. I wouldn't get to the last part. I'd have been in jump.
I can dig it.
Hey, and I'm telling you, I've been this way all my life. Ain't never got shot. Ain't never been stabbed. Ain't never been really, 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 really fucked up, hurt. Shit, I think I make good decisions, bro. I don't know about you, but I know I think I do.
Yeah, I think I do for the most part.
Hey, you didn't hear me say nothing about the most part. All right, bro. What I'm saying is, most times in life, what the fuck with this motherfucker? I don't want it. Most times, you know, in life, people, they just go through life. And they don't really pay attention to the scenery. They don't pay attention to most of what's going on in their life. Now, I'm serious. If at all possible, life's scenery should not be missed. Otherwise, I don't mean scenery, because you see some birds over there or whatever. But if you do see some birds over there, you need to appreciate the shit. So what I'm saying is, you just will be amazed at what it adds up to once you just stop to smell the roses or the tulips. Once you take the time to observe the little things that, you know, you were taking for granted, you'll just begin to see the wonders that you've been missing. I raced through a lot of my life without checking the scenery. But luckily, a hoe I had many years ago put me up on the beauty of living things, the trees, the ocean, the sky, the stars, the mountains, and all the wonders of the world. As you can see, it's all out there waiting for your viewing. Now, I'm telling this bro, I don't know why she thought that, but she was a sort of outdoorsy type person. And, you know, we'd go and sit on the mountain and look at this or that. And we'd look out at all that wonder. And sometimes it really made me think about how all this shit began. And I don't believe all the theories, you know, that motherfuckers have about life. I know it had to begin somewhere, so somebody's right. And rather than to think Fred over there is right or Ralph over there is right, I just would rather think God's right. Who knows if God's right or not, but if it's a such thing as God and I believe in God, I believe he's right. Some of them say the universe is much too old to have been God's doing. Why do they say that? Well, that's based on how long they think religion is real. Christianity is only 2,000 years old, or maybe 2,500 years old. Judaism is a little older, but not much. Hinduism and Buddhism is a lot older. And Catholicism, or whatever it's called, it ain't much older than the Christian religions. So they have things dated 15,000 years ago, 20,000 years ago. What I just got through talking about only went at the most 5,000. So what I'm saying is, I might believe motherfuckers can date items a few hundred years. And I might even stretch that to a few thousand years. But I'll be damned if I will believe a motherfucker can date rocks and bones and whatever they claim to date back to a million years. And more. Come on. I mean, that's ludicrous to me. So, with that said, you have to tip your hat to the only answer that can make sense to people like me. And that's God did it. Plain and simple. So as you know, you realize the answer to all these questions. All these questions that people have are already answered. If you would only look, it doesn't mean God didn't do it. It means God is older than what you think. That's what it really means. People think God is whatever. Oh, but if he God, which I think he is, he was here from the beginning, whenever that was. So you got to start looking and taking notes on what you see. And you'll fucking begin to find some of the answers you see. I keep trying to tell you all, it's really simple if you remove the self-inflicted difficulties you have. You didn't allow the pile up in your mind, and it's just stifling your growth. Stop and smell the roses today, not tomorrow. This is for you guys who have bought the course, of course. Some people find it hard to put themselves on the pedestal. I mean, they find it hard to appreciate what they've actually worked and done. to achieve whatever level of understanding they have. But I don't. I learned early in the streets that all that glitters ain't gold. And just as you're learning that most people talk the talk, can't walk the walk, we've all done it before in our lives, giving someone credit that they did not deserve. But many of us didn't learn from it when we did it. We've been on a long road, fellas. And a lot of you have made really big changes in your lives, and I applaud you for it. But to expect someone that hasn't done shit to change their understanding as you've done, or they haven't done anything to progress their minds enough to be able to understand what it is that, you know, you've journeyed to learn, it's like telling your dog to sit and expecting that motherfucker to cross his legs. You put some serious work in to get to where you at. And because you learned from me that it's not just going to happen, you willing to put some serious work in to make shit happen, to see it. And when your road to your progress or of your progress places you with a non-progressive person, you're to make sure that you don't expect from this motherfucker any of the things that you expect from yourself. Period. Hold on. And as long as you keep yourself separate, now, don't get me wrong, I don't mean separate because you're better, just born better. No, separate because you do things to make yourself better, which is purposely separating yourself. So it's a difference to me. What I'm saying, excuse me, when your road of progress places you, you know, with a person that's, you know, not with it, and you start expecting from them what you expect from yourself, then you're only looking to be let down and delusioned. So you got to see them as they present themselves, not judge them. But you got to see them as they present themselves. If they're a non-assertive person, you can't expect asserting, you know, things from them. This person will not grow anytime soon, and if you're not careful, that person will stunt your growth. So you got to never allow your kindness to be the cause of you thinking what you've accomplished can be done by anyone. Man, that's just ludicrous. What you've done take a special person to do. Because if that was the case, if anybody could do it, it wouldn't have taken you so long to fucking do it. Just be proud that you have risen above the petty disputes and discrepancies of, you know, as most of today's misunderstandings are made of. Be even more proud that you know that many are called and very few are chosen. And you're obviously among the chosen few. And everyone, you gotta understand this, everyone does not have it. And even more than that, you don't even want everyone to have it. What we have is special. And special people know everyone can't do what we do. I mean, you know, a motherfucker talking to his partners, you know, and say, I'm faster than a speeding bullet. And I'm more powerful than a locomotive. I'm feeling like I'm able to leap over tall buildings in a single bound. And when I land, before he finished, he bolted off. And one of the friends said, look at that fool go. I wonder what got into him. And the third dude said, he just finished listening to all six of those MP3s of Rosebud the American Pimp, and he think he got super game now. Ha! Ha! You better get that shit. Two volumes, 12 hours. What can I say except I've always professed to bring the truth to you, you know, as men, and I don't limit my messages to pimps exclusively. And as I've said many times in the past, if you get it right, there's no reason to do shit wrong. Hey, listen, I'm dropping shit to let you, to emphasize. Are you prepared? Because what I'm saying is I'm dropping bombs right now. And if you ain't been hearing them, that's on you. I bet them motherfuckers have been fucking with my course. They didn't hear. You know, the other night, the other night, you know, we were kind of talking about some shit and stated in, you know, two very different fashions. And believe me, any side you favor will end up being the right side. But a motherfucker and I both agree and believe that you should place your manhood above all. Now, you know, when I was talking to dude, you know, we chuckled because, you know, we ain't trying to keep being too serious. But we seriously disagree. And, you know, people that want to be entertained when I end up posting this shit, they're going to be entertained. But the people, like I've been talking about, that's really down and late, they don't have information. And that information is going to be delivered in such an entertaining way that they're going to realize they're looking at infotainment. I don't want it. So, for those of you motherfuckers that's really looking for some knowledge, I don't know what I'm doing. I might put it up on YouTube. I don't know. I got to figure. But what this shit had most was the sincerity that you get from two motherfuckers bumping heads but being respectful. We're genuine in the way we was trying to stay in balance. And we want to bring everything to you up to speed when it comes to being a man. And I'm already trying to see when I can get this motherfucker to have time to come on again. Not come on, but, you know, kick it with me again so we can give you another double dose of this shit. But it's coming down to the wire. And I ain't really trying to be or get involved in the social media again. I just know this week, I just officially began my quest to find the proper students. I mean, I'm not going to really say proper, meaning if I deem them not proper, I would not fuck them. I'm not saying that. I'm saying, you know, since I, you know, depend on some of the students to step up and be leaders during the first 2 weeks, really, of the group. And I just didn't get that this time. So I'm just saying I just, you know, want to get it done better. it is possible to see something in real time that isn't up to par and change it. In the midst of using it, and that's what I'm doing. I really don't want to get off, but this shit, you know, some shit can bite you in the ass if you're not fucking careful. So I'm forced to, if that's the case, delete or stop dealing with some of these people that, you know, want to make me think about not winning. And if it's not a way to change shit, is it a way to transfer your friends to a different location? I don't think so. So at the worst, then you just got to cut them loose. And that's just it. Excuse me. I want all my friends to stay in contact with me. I want all my lifelong friends to stay in contact with me. And just think of this though, because what I'm saying is I've been talking about game ever since I started. But you know how these dudes are saying shit, blah 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 about game today. I posted this 8 years ago, and it starts, okay, let me explain something crucially important to you all. I'm a dreamer, and I dream big. I'm not a person who by any means will settle. Most of you are guilty of that, and you need to correct it. I live with a purpose. The game in me has me defiant. I'm defiant to live as you or any person than myself, other than myself, believes. To be this way, you must be able to be extreme without becoming an extremist. You cannot do this without a high level of inner confidence. Of course, this confidence comes from the game you always display. You've heard me speak of confidence many times, but I do not simply speak of it. I have it. Why would I boast about something 15 months in the making? Why would I predict to do something only a chosen few can accomplish? What good would it do me to fail in front of all of you by dropping the ball after making such outlandish predictions? Now, you guys, I spoke in this way to show you all what my courses can do for you. My courses are not a joke. I have studied me, which is what my confidence course is about. You studying you, learning who you are. And you gotta learn if you want something, it cannot be a secret. You cannot whisper it. You cannot hide it from the public. Because if you do, you're secretly afraid of failing. When you have confidence, you broadcast and predict amazing things, and you accomplish them. The reason I brag or was bragging about getting a 4.0 is not so I can claim to be so much smarter than most of you. Just so you can see, talk is cheap. Action is worth more than you know. A 4.0 is perfection, and none of you are confident enough in yourselves to make that claim in public. Especially 15 months before you get your grades. Many of you are capable of 4.0, but you won't predict it, and that's because of your lack of confidence in yourself. I have confidence, and I do what most would call brag, but I'm not bragging. I'm putting myself on Front Street so all of you can laugh at me whenever I fail. Except I know I will not fail. That is actually my saving grace. I will not fail, and putting it in your face makes me make sure I don't fail. I know me. Do you know you? Because if you make your destiny the most important factor in your life, then you'll have unlocked the door to your confidence. And you'll only need to follow the simple steps you're going to learn at SWU. Because I don't want you to settle. I just don't. I don't want you to settle for second place or especially not lower. But I don't want you settling. I did not want to be an average pimp, and I damn sure was not going to be an average student, and I'm really not going to have an average school. How many of you can make that point? How many of you will publicly state a goal that you will accomplish and keep us posted until you complete it as predicted? How many? See, that's how much game I have. And those afraid to predict, that's how many of you need to fuck with me. Because what I'm saying is I live what I got. I live to the highest expectations that the world has from what I taught. And this is something I posted 8 years ago. And what you should understand is I've done some big things in my life, and I'm incredibly proud. But the biggest head in the world, the country at least, but probably the world. I'm just really proud that I've maintained it. 718, I see you right there. What's happening, brother?
What's going on, Rosebud? My name is...
Nothing, man. What's up?
All right. So what do you do when you feel enters into your mind? How do you handle that?
Well, I did this whole show on doubt. Without doubt, I wouldn't be me. I doubt a lot. People think I don't. People think I'm so positive. People think I'm sure, blah, blah, blah. No. I doubt every fucking thing I think, because for me, doubting makes me cover all the bases and make sure I'm wrong. I'm wrong about doubt, doubting myself. I cover the bases to make sure my plan or thought is right. But I'm saying, you asked about doubt. And what I'm saying is, when doubt comes to me, I embrace it and I just act like whatever I'm doubting is right, but I cover my bases by thinking whatever I'm thinking and addressing whatever it is I'm thinking negatively about. That makes sense to you?
Yeah, it makes sense to me, but I find myself when I get flooded with doubt, I normally I'll tuck my tail a lot.
You'll tuck your tail?
Yeah.
Meaning you punk?
Say that again.
Tucking your tail meaning you punk out and run?
Yeah, I have to be honest about that.
Well, you have to be honest about shit, man, so that you can grow. But let me tell you something, man. That was a big thing for you to say. Because I doubt if you'll do that again. Just admitting the truth out loud in front of people does a lot for you. So I'm saying, as long as you just keep rolling, if you need to kick it, we'll kick it. But I'm saying, I think it takes an incredible amount of courage to admit what the fuck you just admit, that you tucked your tail. I said the word punk purposely, and I'm saying you didn't run from it, so it seemed like you got what it takes to really change, bro.
Thanks a lot, Rosebud. I'm going to keep on listening.
All right, bro. Be cool. All
right.
See, If you put all the different aspects of things that I be saying and put them together as far as what I'm talking about, you'd really see that I am a motherfucker to the 100th degree. I just am. And this is, you know, some more shit I wrote on my page when I bragged about getting that 4.0 or was bragging about it. I wrote this. It's officially, after I had actually got it, I wrote this. It's officially over and I've done it. I just finished my final paper and it took all my attention. You might think that I'm full of it because I showed you pictures of new items I made and spoke on how much I've done in the last week. Let me tell you something about your boy Rosebud. I cannot do one thing at a time. My mind shuts down. If I focus on one thing, I'm sure to shut down. The busier I am, the more focused I am. The busier I am, or the more focused I'm putting on something I need to get done. If I'm building something, I'm thinking about writing. If I'm writing, I'm thinking about my schoolwork or some other, I'm thinking about my school and the work the students do or some other off-subject topic. The only thing I can do at this point is just wait. I would just wait. And let's say I'm at school turning in my final, and I want to turn it in, but I'm not sure. I'll just wait an hour or so, reread my paper a few times, then I'm turning it in a day early. And to all of you who followed me on this journey, I appreciate you and your words of encouragement that, believe it or not, really inspired me. Sometimes your words were stronger than my own. At times, I'm a worse entity. But let me tell you something. I told you I would do it. You guys, you don't know how big of a deal it was to me to really be able to write that. Everything I do is there's a degree of you know how people take it. This was the only thing that there was no degree. You either get an A or you don't. And if you don't, I mean, you can't explain it away. You know, I could tell you I was going to meet this dude and I was going to start this business by blah, 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 whatever. And then once it don't happen, I can explain a lot of shit that will make sense and you'll understand it. But this shit I couldn't explain away. So imagine how I felt when I was saying I put my foot down, stood on my nuts, woo, woo, woo. You know, it doesn't make me some genius person. That's not what I'm saying. It makes me confident. It makes me confident enough to predict something, not because I'm the smartest or the sharpest knife in the box or whatever, because I know me, and I'm not afraid to predict something that I have control over. Because if it's about that, I'm doing it 100. I'm doing it 100, period. Hey, this is a good little video that I'm glad I made. You know, I got so much going. And you know, at times, I just take it for granted, I guess. I'm out.